Hello and welcome to our program, Business News, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Dennis Martin, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the San Antonio Business Journal here on OWL Radio. Houston firm makes San Antonio push with Southtown Shopping Center acquisition. And the article is written by James McCandless, reporter, San Antonio Business Journal. A real estate firm in Houston is making inroads in the Alamo City. Houston-based investment company 35 South Capital, which has offices in Austin and San Antonio, has acquired the King William Center, a retail outpost encompassing 108 King William Street and 701 to 721 South St. Mary's Street. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, though financing was supplied by Broadway Bank, according to a press release. The property has an assessed value of about $1.4 million, to 2023 Bear Appraisal District records show. In a tumultuous real estate environment, shopping centers have become a favored asset class, buoyed by population trends and rent growth opportunities. The 100% leased shopping center is home to popular sandwich shop, the Station Cafe, as well as Boozy's Creamery and Craft, Oh Yeah Cakes, and Bohemian Gem. In a statement, 35 South Capital Managing Director John Amini said the site fits into the company's strategy of acquiring well-located properties that have value-added opportunities. Being at the front door to one of the most beautiful neighborhoods in the state of Texas, King William Center is ideally located and authentically designed, he said. With a creative plan, we plan on breathing new life into the project. Amini also told the Business Journal the firm is engaging prospective architects to make renovations to the property, hoping to improve it while retaining its charm and compatibility with the neighborhood. We plan on making exterior improvements, enhancing landscaping, as well as upgrading lighting to amplify the center's welcoming appeal. The firm also indicated that it is looking for more acquisition opportunities in town, opening the San Antonio office in late 2023. Valcor Commercial Real Estate's Gary Stevens represented the seller, who had owned the property since 2008. And here's an article by W. Scott Bailey, senior reporter, San Antonio Business Journal. DeLorean shakeup has not stalled Port San Antonio tower plan. The next generation structure, which could be the tallest south of downtown, is in the pre-development design phase. A change in leadership and strategy has created plenty of uncertainty about DeLorean Motor Company Incorporated and its long-range plans for the Alamo City and Port San Antonio, its headquarters home. But that lack of clarity has not stalled the port's plan to develop a next-generation office tower expected to draw more economic activity to the city's southern sector. The tower project continues to move forward and is currently in pre-development design, Port San Antonio's Paco Felici said. The resurrected auto brand planted its flag at the port in spring 2022, with a handful of hires in temporary office space. A few months later, DeLorean CEO Jos de Vries said the company's employee count could hit 200 by the end of 2023 and potentially double that in 2024. Much has changed since then. De Vries told me in recent days that he left the company many months ago as a new investor group sought to make changes. DeLorean Chief Operating Officer Bill Fraser noted in a December 1, 2023 letter to Bexar County's top economic development official, David Marquez, that it was formally terminating the company's tax abatement and would forego potential incentives. That decision, Fraser wrote, was prompted by a shift in the economic landscape and a strategic redirection of our business. The city of San Antonio has confirmed that it and DeLorean will mutually terminate their incentive agreement and that no funds have been provided to the company. Those incentive agreements were initially tied to the expectation that DeLorean would create as many as 450 new jobs in San Antonio. That headcount could have made DeLorean a major tenant in the planned Port Tower. But despite the uncertainty surrounding DeLorean and its future, Port San Antonio officials are advancing their plan to develop the tower. The project was always envisioned as a multi-tenant facility, and several entities have expressed strong interest in occupying what promises to be one of the most modern and iconic buildings of its kind, Felici said. Popular brunch spot bets on downtown with Broadway move. The article is written by James McCandless. Later this spring, a busy beignet destination will pick up sticks and settle in the urban core. Popular brunch restaurant Nola Brunch and Beignets will move to a new location at 1101 Broadway in the spring, it announced in a Facebook post. A firm date for the move has yet to be shared. The restaurant has been a mainstay of the Tobin Hill neighborhood since it opened in 2017. On top of the restaurant, the space will have dedicated parking, a walk-up window, and a private party room. The party is owned by Area Real Estate, the developer behind a number of projects in the area, including the recent opening of Commonwealth Coffee on Jones Avenue in the former Rosella space. The area, interchangeably known as River North and the Museum Reach, has seen an uptick in development ranging from new restaurants and entertainment venues to Combs Enterprises plans for a mixed-use district on former CPS Energy land. Dallas-based Architexes is the design firm attached. In a statement to the Business Journal, area principal David Edelman said the team is excited about reactivating the corridor. They have an incredibly loyal base of customers, and I suspect they will only increase that here given the added capacity of both a modern kitchen and more seating, he said. He added the downtown space opens them up to the city's visitors as well as locals. I always say that visitors want to eat where the locals eat, so we look forward to seeing them all soon. And here's an article by Ramzi Abu Ghalioum, reporter, San Antonio Business Journal. Zillow predicts ice-cold San Antonio housing market. Sellers in San Antonio are unfettering themselves from their golden handcuffs, favorable mortgage rates binding them to their current homes. This year's hottest housing market will be Buffalo? That's according to research published by real estate tech firm Zillow, which is predicting frosty housing markets across Texas. The company ranked the top 10 hottest housing markets in 2024 based on predicted home value growth, recent housing market velocity, and projected changes in the labor market, home construction activity, and number of homeowner households. The number of new jobs being created in Buffalo and the expectation that home values will hold steady, Zillow explained in its research, is set to scorch the upstate New York City's housing market. Cincinnati, which landed second on Zillow's list, saw homes sit on the market for a medium 5 to 6 days before going under contract, resulting in an extremely high market velocity. Conversely, San Antonio is expected to join markets like New Orleans, Denver, Houston, and Minneapolis to comprise the coolest metro areas of 2024. Increased housing stock resulting from a high rate of new construction, coupled with a surfeit of existing home inventory in San Antonio, will result in cooler prices for 2024, said Zillow senior economist Nicole Beauchaud. The construction boom and following recovery of inventory are main reasons San Antonio is forecast by Zillow to be the second coolest housing market in the U.S. in 2024. That's a long fall from a number 13 rank on 2023's list and a spot at number 4 in 2022, Beauchaud said. She added, however, that will provide buyers with more options and less competition per home. That's good news for buyers who saw prices skyrocket, climbing by around 34% in the Alamo City since the pandemic, according to Zillow research. In 2024, many prospective buyers in Texas should finally take a breath as new construction has helped slow price growth in major markets, she said. Easing mortgage rates will improve affordability for homebuyers. Some sellers in San Antonio are rejoining the market, unfettering themselves from their golden handcuffs, favorable mortgage rates that bound them to their current homes. Zillow has seen a 4% uptick in for sale listings in San Antonio compared to November 2019. Zillow is also predicting that most major housing markets will see home price depreciation in 2024. Its forecast, which runs from December 2023 through November 2024, predicts the following changes in home values across Texas. San Antonio, down 2.1%. Austin, also 2.1%. Houston, down 2%. Dallas-Fort Worth, down 0.8%. A Zillow analysis of United Van Lines data found Houston and San Antonio saw some of the highest net inbound moves among major markets in 2023, the company said in an email. And here's an article by W. Scott Bailey. National tour operator acquires Alamo City Company. The Florida-based company plans to bring a fleet of stadium-style vehicles to the Alamo City. Historic Tours of America, one of the largest operators of themed sightseeing vehicles in the U.S., has finalized the deal to acquire City Sightseeing San Antonio. The Florida-based entertainment company plans to operate as Old Town Trolley Tours San Antonio and expects to launch in the Alamo City in March. The company will utilize a new fleet of what it describes as stadium-style vehicles. The timing could not have been more perfect. Historic Tours of America CEO Chris Beland said, "We have been looking to expand and the opportunity presented itself in this amazing city." Historic Tours currently operates in 7 markets, including Key West, Nashville, San Diego, and Washington, D.C. Old Town Trolley Tours will offer guests 90-minute narrated tours. Tours will include 14 stops, live narration, and audiovisual enhancements. Historic Tours has always had an interest in San Antonio, Steve Burress, regional manager for the company, told me. Historic Tours was especially impressed with the city when it got a first-hand look during U.S. Travel's annual conference held here last spring. "We came in May and we were swept off of our feet," Burress said. "We knew that we would do well in such a vibrant and exciting market." In addition to introducing the new fleet, Historic Tours will also expand the San Antonio tour route. Beland said City Sightseeing San Antonio's David Strange was key to the transaction. "He has been invaluable in assisting us in entering the market," Beland said. Historic Tours of America operates a wide range of vehicles across its footprint, including trolleys, trains, and a high-speed ferry. Its portfolio also includes themed retail stores, festival marketplaces, and other historic tourist attractions. Bernie's newest tech startup envisions a future powered by wind. And the article was written by Zoe Gottlieb, San Antonio Business Journal. On an open field in Kendall County, a wind turbine more than 5 stories tall twists toward the sky. For a moment, the structure is a statue, and as undisturbed as the land around it. But on a windy day like this, local entrepreneur Miles Murray knows that moment won't last very long. "It's a sight to see," Murray said, as the structure, propelled by a sudden gust of wind, begins to rotate. "I was pleasantly surprised when we put it together, because something going from a design board to reality is a very different thing." Murray is the founder of Wind Chaser, a wind energy startup based in Bernie. Over the past 2 years, he and his business partner have developed a scalable, portable wind turbine designed for a variety of applications. Murray came up with the idea while enrolled in the University of Texas Masters of Science and Technology Commercialization Program. During his time in the program, he discovered that UT researchers were working on a helix blade design to maximize the energy efficiency of vertical axis wind turbines. A year after graduating, Murray met the original inventor of the blades. He did not have the partners, the access to networks and capital, and the vision on how it turns into a full developed product, Murray recalled of their meeting. "So that gentleman approached me, and about 2 years ago, we started collaborating on how do we turn this helix blade design into something that can be utilized in the real world." The Wind Chaser turbine ranges from 45 to 85 feet tall, produces between 20 and 250 kilowatts per hour of energy, and solves two of the most common problems faced by vertical axis wind turbines: low energy generation in low winds and stalling in high winds, according to Murray. Wind Chaser solves these problems with its cylindrical blade ends, or cups, which minimize drag and maximize efficiency. Key differentiators. Besides its proprietary helix blade design, there are several differentiations between the Wind Chaser and other commercially available wind turbines, according to Murray. For one, the Wind Chaser turbine is built from PVC pipes and Lexan materials, which are both recoverable and recyclable. The structure is also data-driven, load-bearing, and relocatable, making it particularly useful for the oil and gas industry, where a lack of transmission availability is a common problem faced by upstream oil producers, according to Wind Chaser. The average capacity factor of U.S. wind generators was 35% in 2021, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. Murray said the Wind Chaser can also be tied to existing wind farms, augmenting their wind capture capabilities. "There's a lot of wind that's being pushed downward as a result of those large towers. So if I were to have those large ones and then have one of my towers between each one, the wind that's been coming off of those blades would be rotating these blades," he said. "So now you wind up really maximizing your square footage of your real estate for the purpose of generating wind power." Murray noted that there are also military applications for the technology. you have a need to constantly send fuel trucks to military outposts, and a lot of times those are in contested regions, so they're subject to be attacked. Not only does that create danger for the service member on the ground, it puts a real risk to the success of the operation, Murray said. These turbines are silent. They do not have a thermal trace, and you can put these up in areas where there is substantial enough wind and at least augment the power requirements that are needed. Wind Chaser is entirely self-funded, having raised $250,000 and $75,000 additional contributed capital to date through its investment firm Bridgehead Capital Partners. While still in the proof of concept phase with its technology, Murray said the company is planning a full commercial launch by the end of the summer. Windchaser is not Murray's first sustainability venture. In 2019, he co-founded Low Coal Charcoal Company, a renewable energy power generation company that uses a material recovery carbon and methane extraction technology to turn raw organic matter into biochar. Murray has three requirements for his technologies. They can self-power, they are 100% recyclable, and they can generate a positive economic impact. It must stand on its own, and all the benefits that governments and other incentives bring to the table only accelerate it, he said. Putting Bernie on the map. Bernie, known historically for its farming and cattle ranching, is becoming a hotbed of innovation activity. In just the last few years, the region has brought up both Windchaser and woman-led startup Hera Biotech, which is developing an innovative non-surgical diagnostic test for endometriosis. A testament to its startup success, Bernie opened its first business incubator, Das Greenhouse, in June. Launched through a collaboration between the Bernie Kendall County Economic Development Corporation and Bernie Kendall County Angel Network, Das Greenhouse offers nearly 5,000 square feet of office space to tenants, along with mentorship, educational workshops, and networking events. Das Greenhouse Program Director Justin McKenzie and Murray have a shared vision of putting Bernie on the map for innovation, Murray said. Murray, who refers to himself as half scientist, half entrepreneur, is hopeful that by building partnerships, he will prove that today's problems can be solved here, right in the heart of Hill Country. I aim to help the Hill Country at large, all seven counties, be along with Justin and Das Greenhouse, a place where you can come to find these companies and these entrepreneurs that traditionally have been hidden, he said. Freight Fried Chicken, Hook, Land, and Sea, open soon. Check out the local grand opening specials and grab a sando from the New Jersey Mike's location. Articles written by Jalen Lopez, data reporter, San Antonio Business Journal. In this week's Restaurant Roundup, Freight Fried Chicken opens at the Pearl this Saturday. Hook, Land, and Sea opens next week at the Creamery. And a new Jersey Mike's is now open on Culebra Road. Freight Fried Chicken opens at Pearl this Saturday, which was actually this past Saturday. Freight Fried Chicken is opening Saturday at the Pearl in the Food Hall at Bottling Department. Freight Fried Chicken pays homage to the rich culinary history and traditions shared amongst Black Americans, according to a press release. Freight Fried Chicken's menu is inspired from Black women in post-Civil War America who sold fried chicken to travelers and became known as waiter carriers. Customers can expect fried chicken made with a dry batter and the establishment plans to serve chicken tenders, a fried chicken sandwich, biscuits, macaroni and cheese, seasoned fries, and a vegetarian sandwich option. The new food concept is the latest from award-winning chef Niccolo Bloch, who is also the executive chef and owner of the popular local restaurant Jerk Shack. Freight Fried Chicken opens Saturday, January 13th. Its hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Hook, Land, and Sea to open next week in the Creamery District. Hook, Land, and Sea, the second of several planned restaurants coming to the Creamery District, will open for business next week. The Fusion Eatery has planned a week of events starting Monday, January 15th, to celebrate the grand opening. Hook, Land, and Sea is the latest venture of Only One Hospitality and its owners, known for their local concepts, Creme and 1902 Nightclub. Customers can expect Asian-inspired delights like chicken banh mi and sriracha shrimp roll, alongside Mexican dishes like salmon tostada and quesabirria, the hospitality group reports. The establishment will also offer signature cocktails, including the cilantro pineapple margarita, lychee on the rocks, and the hook painkiller. The week-long celebration will include daily features to highlight the food and drink selections, according to a press release. The grand finale of the week is an all-day happy hour on Saturday, January 20th. Hook will be open Sunday through Thursday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Fridays and Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Jersey Mike's opens on Culebra Road this week. A new Jersey Mike's subs open on Culebra Road this week, bringing a new option for submarine sandwiches to the area. The new location is owned by local franchisee Jeff Trevino. The store's grand opening was January 10th, and customers that received a coupon through a grassroots effort prior to the opening by making a minimum $3 contribution to Latched Support are entitled to a free sub. The restaurant's hours are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. I can just get this article started, but I'll have to finish. And this article is written by W. Scott Bailey. Illinois-based Beerhead's San Antonio expansion bucks industry trend. The establishment's Alamo City owners are already contemplating expansion opportunities in the market. Beerhead Beer and Eatery, an Illinois-based company specializing in craft beer and casual dining, is making its debut in San Antonio. That entry comes as the beer industry deals with a barrel full of challenges, including what some contend is an oversaturated market. But Beerhead's newest franchisee insists it was market demand that drove their decision to invest in the concept. Marcy and John Jewett opened the first San Antonio Beerhead venue this week along the northern stretch of Babcock Road near the La Cantera Resorts and Spa. The establishment will feature 46 taps, all but one of them a craft beer from Texas, as well as lunch and dinner menus featuring burgers, pizzas, shareables, desserts, and Beerhead's signature Barbarian Pretzel. The venue will also offer brunch on weekends and host live music on Fridays and Saturdays. And that's it for me. You have been listening to Business News on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Dennis Martin saying goodbye from Owl Radio.